mended asphalt.
Hi, Kathleen.
Yes.
Hi, Kathleen. It's Jesse.
Oh, hey. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Okay. Wonderful. I just wanted to let you know I got your email. So first you said you were ready, and then you said you wanted to wait a couple of days, right?
Okay. Yeah. What it is I got to confirm with my boss that it's a go. I mean, it's just, it is going to be a go. It's going to be a go, but he, you know, I guess Kim and I kind of got our wires crossed. He got his wires crossed. Damn.
Okay.
But, you know, so we're definitely going to do it. We're definitely going to do it. But because he kind of, you know, got a little testy this morning and, you know, wanted me to do a little more investigating, you know, blah, 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 blah. So I just said, okay, let me text the guy back or email him back and tell him wait. You know, so, and he's in a meeting, and as soon as he's out of that meeting, I will get the okay, and then I'll move forward.
Okay,
but I want
so
him to give me that actual okay.
Yeah, no problem, Kathleen. I mean, is there anything? So he said you wanted to do more investigating. Is there anything that I can like help you with?
No. What it was is I told you we were one of our subcontractors advertises with you guys. I had spoken to his wife. She gave me the information. You know, okay. So this is how I took it. When I said to her, hey, who does your advertising? And she says, Local Splash. I take it as, oh, okay, you know, they must be okay. She didn't say anything bad. Because if it was me, like if somebody said, who does your advertising? I'd say Thrive, but I wouldn't recommend them. You know, I'd just throw that in there. But so my boss said, oh, did you talk to her? Did you find out if, you know, if they have any problems? Did you? I said, but yesterday it was okay. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I just woke up, you know. So anyways, I did speak to she said her husband knows more about it. I spoke to him. He said, everything's great. You guys, you know, if he calls you, answer. If he emails you, call. You know, he said he's been with y'all for 3 years. He has no problems. So I got to report back to him. You know,
to hear that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And like I told him, what I was telling him was, I said, you know, I Google things to see what's going on, and you guys pop up, you know, you're there in the first few, you know, blah, 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 because, you know, so he didn't even know that. See, people don't even check their stuff. I do.
Yeah.
I mean, I check ours to make sure it's, you know, up and doing well, but anyway, so no, it's definitely going to be a go. It's just, you know, yesterday we talked. You know, and I said, look, this is really good. It's a good deal. It's reasonable money. I said, we can always, you know, I told him about we could start out month to month, and we could go 3 months, 6 months, you know, save some money. We can even add to it to make, you know, whatever. And he's, okay, yep, that's good. And he's, you know how to cancel the other people? I'll know in the morning. And then this morning, then he's like, whoa, did you check? You know, so I don't know. Sometimes I don't know, likes to micromanage things, but
he's a business owner. Business owners are just like that.
I know, but the thing is, and that's why I'm so careful what I do. Like I feel bad about this Thrive thing, you know, because I'm the one who made the decision. I mean, of course, I say I made the decision. You know, I talk to him, and then he'll say, well, and this is what he's going to tell me today. Okay, well, whatever you decide, go ahead and do it. You know, and I'm going to do it before he. But because I'm spending someone else's money, you know, so it's not like it's my money. I mean, I probably wouldn't be so angry. I mean, you know, not angry, but I feel bad spending someone else's money. I would never make a good investment banker because if I invested someone's money and something happened, I'd be like, oh, probably have a heart attack. So,
I get that. I understand.
You know, I mean, it's like if you're going to, you know, do something, then, you know, you want to do it right. I mean, he's
do it right.
I mean, he's got a lot of trust and faith, so I'm just saying. But anyways, it is going to happen.
Okay.
It is going to happen. I just don't. I'm waiting for him. He had a 10 o'clock meeting, and he has not made it back to the office yet. So as soon as that happens, then I will email you, give you a call, do something.
Okay. Okay, perfect, Kathleen. I just wanted to touch base, see if there was anything I could help out with.
Yeah, no,
I don't know.
No.
there's those videos in the email. You know, that's always something nice to show him, at least.
The man doesn't have patience enough to read anything. I mean, he's very, I'll speak of the devil. Here he comes. I will call you shortly.
Okay, perfect, Kathleen. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.